Not-so-recent graduates of North Carolina and Illinois are swarming St. Louis this weekend, anxiously awaiting tomorrow night's final game in the NCAA basketball championship. They are the loyal alumni, a term that really doesn't do them justice. NPR's Tom Goldman reports maybe crazed would be a better term for the middle-aged and up alums who still live and die with each game. He spent time with one man from Moline, Illinois.
He's the image of a good father. 47-year-old John Callis sits in the stands at the Edward Jones Dome, helping his 13-year-old son Peter understand what the University of Illinois basketball team is practicing down on the court.
See how they pass it on the screen out, Pete, and watch the footwork when they just like go off a pick and then they roll out and then pop it. You know what I mean? That's exactly part of the motion offense.
It's like a sort of fade drill.
Yep, practice. And it's exactly why.
It's a Norman Rockwell moment at the Final Four, but consider this. Peter is in St. Louis because Dad pulled him out of school.
But, you know, you have to have priorities. It's an excused absence.
Or how about this? John Callis is a lawyer, but he says he gave his potential clients short shrift this week.
I told him they needed to look for another lawyer because this one was preoccupied here for the next couple of days. I had a conflict. We call that a conflict.
And, oh, the humanity, consider this. The last time Illinois was in the Final Four, 1989, John Callis traveled cross-country to watch the games in Seattle, leaving behind his pregnant wife.
911. Don't get a hold of me.
Mrs. Callis was fine while John was on what he told her was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and he says she understands the importance of this week in St. Louis, his second once-in-a-lifetime trip. John Callis really is a good father and husband, but he has a condition that afflicts thousands, even millions of college grads. If it were a virus, it might be called alma materitis. Callis has some classic symptoms. He painted a large eye in Illinois blue and orange in the middle of his driveway. And then there's the $6,000 to $7,000 he paid for his and Peter's tickets to the Final Four. So how does this happen? For answers to this deep question, we've moved to a more intimate setting, the downtown hotel where the Illinois team is staying. Sitting in the lobby, Callis ponders why, more than a quarter of a century after he earned his finance degree from Illinois, does he still, in alma mater lingo, bleed orange and blue?
It's not so much that you follow through with being an undergraduate and remembering your, you know, days of youth.
Instead, says Callis, it's a way for him to both enjoy and deal with the present.
I think really it's escapism. It allows you to, in the case people live in the Midwest, go through the long Midwestern winter. It gives you something to look forward to. And college basketball, truthfully, is just tremendously exciting.
Until 10 years ago, Callis regularly donated up to $1,000 a year to the Illinois Athletic Department. Turning booster love into money is an old story and potentially a dangerous one. Major donors, the kind who've come to St. Louis on corporate jets instead of driving their Chryslers like John Callis did, the big boosters can donate serious money and expect things in return. Coaches, athletic directors, university presidents often hear from alums and in extreme cases hear demands that a coach needs to be fired, for instance, or else the money won't be there. It's always been a difficult situation for school officials, and according to former college sports administrator John Gurdy, it's getting even more difficult.
It's harder and harder to balance budgets, and therefore there's been an increasing need for athletic departments to approach boosters and alums for more money, for dollars.
The challenge, says Gurdy, is to make the pitch to boosters for money, but make it clear that's not buying influence in the athletic department. Gurdy believes it would also help for alums to remember athletes are supposed to be student athletes and realize there's more to a sports program than winning. A nice thought, but it won't fly in St. Louis this week.
There it is. Drop goal. That's a keeper, yeah!
Wearing his lucky orange Illini shirt and an orange Hawaiian lei, John Callis watched his beloved team beat Louisville in last night's semifinal game.
This is it. No or no Illini team has gone before.
And if Illinois wins its first men's championship, is that it? Hang up the orange shirt, paint over the driveway? Never. John Callis and his wife are thinking of buying a possible retirement home in Florida. As they ponder the move, Callis also has had serious discussions with his wife about this. Will he be able to get all the Illini games on a satellite dish? Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.